I vape, and I'm constantly losing it, but I always end up finding it somewhere. Well, on Thanksgiving this year, I lost it as usual. So I started tearing up my entire house, looking for it, and it was nowhere to be found. I had clothing and all kinds of other items piled up on my bed, right? So I literally took each and every single item individually and threw it on the floor in a pile. Nope, it wasn't there at all. It wasn't inside my big tote bag that was on top of the bed as well, because I took everything out of that bag and felt inside of every pocket, turned it upside down, and everything. And every single bag that had a zipper on it that I carry things like lip gloss in one, I use one for my wallet and another for like C cords for my phone and plugs. After looking for it for over an hour and a half, I just gave up. I placed all of the items that were piled up on my bed back on top of my bed and I left. I immediately went to the vape store up the street and bought a brand new setup for $80. I was headed on the way to see a dear friend of mine's mother who had passed away this year, and I spent it with her. She had me unbox the remains of her eldest son, who was an amazing friend for me in my life, previously throughout the years since 1999, and I had my brand new, shiny, pretty colorful setup with me all night long, and I kept up with it. And she had held on to his remains for about 6 months, because neither she nor her youngest son could bear to do it, emotionally, like open the actual box containing them. So when his mother asked me if I minded unboxing his remains because they couldn't do it, I really truly felt honored, and told her, absolutely, let's do it right now. And that being said, this was a very first for me in my life, and I never imagined what they could look like. I'd never done this before, and I'd envisioned them being round down to a fine powder like sand, but even finer, and it being the color of gray and soot. This bag, when I finally got to it, of his remains, it appeared to be his bones, but they were all almost perfectly shaped, and round like pebbles or gravel. It looked like a bag of gravel from far away, and they were perfectly the most brightest white you'd ever seen. I'm not even sure why I'm explaining this story, but I feel like maybe it may have some significance or play a part in this. I'm not sure. Long story short, I went to leave, and I had a lot of bags with me that night because we were supposed to do a beauty girl night, and we didn't. So, the last thing I was looking for was my new, pretty, shiny blue vape, and quickly, I found it on top of the kitchen counter where I had last left it. So, as I was gathering up all of my bags and things that she gave me, including the things that I bought, I realized I wasn't sure where I then put my vape. I went to the car and did the same thing I did in the previous incident with my vape I lost at the house, and literally took everything out of every bag and could not find it. I didn't want to, but I had to walk all the way back up the stairs back to my friend's mother's house and knock on her door. She and I looked for it for a minute, and it was nowhere. And to this minute that I'm typing this, it still has not shown up. So I don't know where it went. So here's where it gets really good. Upon my return home, where nobody else lives but me, and nobody else has access to it but me, except my animals, and there are four right now, I sat down my items that I had brought with me in the living room, I walked into my bedroom, and put up my clothing that I was wearing in my closet, and the minute I turned around and walked out, I walked right by my bed, which was to my right, and right in front of that tote bag that I talked about earlier, laid my original vape, in plain sight. And also, I have something else that happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I lost my purse, and there's no plausible explanation for it. It was as if it disappeared into thin air. It has yet to show up or get turned in to anyone at the grocery store or gas station in the same parking lot where I was, nor has it showed up on the ground at my apartment or any other vehicle that I was in that night. And we only went to my ex-fiance's apartment that night to clean. It's not there. It's not anywhere. Just like my vape that still hasn't shown up. The blue shiny one. That thing disappeared into thin air, I think, too. I'm wondering why the white vape all of a sudden appeared again. Does anyone have any help or an explanation for this? Or has anybody else experienced this? Update. My neighbor, Lana, has a key to my apartment. And last Wednesday night, I came home from work to a piece of mail on my counter with a white Starbucks gift card laying on top of it. It said something about joining a rewards program. Lana is always doing nice things for me because of stress, and I did not say anything. Thursday, I texted her to see if she would mind taking my dog out a few times, as it was my company's event, and I didn't know what time I would be home. She mentioned to me that she had left me that gift card on the countertop, and I thanked her, and that was it. I do not know when I put the white gift card in my wallet, but she was just over there, the following Monday, a few minutes ago. She was standing where the mail was with the red Starbucks gift card in the exact same place as the white one. She said, "Girl, this is the $25 gift card I got from my uncle who ended up not liking Starbucks. That's why I gave it to you." I thought it was strange, and had distinctly remembered putting, at some point, the gift card, which was white, into my wallet. So I immediately looked in there, and I found it. We were both completely confused, and just like, what the hell? Because while I do regularly go to Starbucks, I am able to use a friend's partner number all the time for either free or discounted orders. So I have no reason to think that I would have put money on a card, and have not been gifted any other cards by anyone. I called to check the balance on the white Starbucks card, and there was $11.06 in the balance on the white card. Lana is very attentive to details, and she misses nothing. So, what the hell? Where did this random card come from? And in the exact location as the red one that she claims was the original one that she left? I work at a quite large retirement home with three separate buildings, and every Wednesday, we have to get a COVID test. So, today, before my shift started, I had to go to the furthest building where they do the testing. Since this building is the furthest building, and I do not work in that one, I parked in that parking lot, and I left my car running because I knew I was going to be back in a minute to go park in my usual spot. I usually always leave my car running whenever I go somewhere for a very short amount of time, just to make things easier. It's not an unusual thing for me to do. I met my friend in the testing room, and we were headed back to the same building at the same time, and I offered her a ride back, so she didn't have to walk. When we went to get in my car, my doors were locked, and my car was still running. I immediately called a locksmith, and he said he would be there in 10 minutes. While waiting for him to arrive, we decided to walk to the other building and start getting things ready for our shift. Out of habit, and to make sure, I checked my apron pockets, which are relatively small and thin, and my keys weren't there. I had no pockets, and nowhere else for my keys to have been. It was kind of pointless to look for my keys because my car was turned on, which meant my keys were definitely in the car. But nevertheless, I still looked. I don't have a spare key either. When the locksmith called me to say that he was here, I met him at my car, and my car wasn't running anymore. It had only been about 15 minutes since I got locked out of it. So, I thought maybe my battery died, or maybe I ran out of gas. Even though I had 3/4 of a tank left, and my battery isn't old. The locksmith suggested it was a safety hazard feature of the car, even though I've sat in my car for a prolonged period of time and it's never turned off on me. He ended up getting the door open, and when I went to go grab my keys, they weren't in the ignition, or anywhere visible in my car. At this point, I'm thinking to myself that this has to be a joke. I walked over to a window that you could see the COVID testing room from to see if they were in there, and as I was walking, I heard my keys jingling in my apron. You were able to hear my keys whenever I'm walking. Sure enough, they were in my apron. My friend and I both started to freak out because my car was 100% running and locked. I asked the locksmith how much it would be. He told me $25 for the drive there, $25 for the drive back, and $150 for opening the door. And that's $200 for a 25-minute time period. Ridiculous, if you ask me. Right before Christmas, too, which blows because I work a minimum wage job part-time, and I have 5 family members to buy gifts for. Definitely a slap in the face. But this blows my mind because my car was on. I swear on everything. Both me and my friend can vouch for that. You can hear my car running when it's on, and I checked my apron. My keys are not something hard to miss in a thin apron. I had also been walking around, preparing for my shift to start, and never once heard my keys jingling. This feels like a sick joke that someone played on me, but it's impossible. I have no clue how my keys ended up in my apron, because I left my car on. This is the first time something impossibly weird has ever happened to me. So, goodbye $200, and screw you, universe. I don't know how else to explain this, except it being a glitch. This was 4 years ago. I was living in an apartment that had a parking spot in a dinky underground lot. It was my first year of driving, and parking still scared the crap out of me, and my spot was right next to a pole on the driver's side. I go to pull into my spot, I misjudge the angle, and I scraped the living hell out of the half of my driver's side. It caught onto part of the frame and left ridges there. I was freaking out. I forgot what way to turn my wheel to back out properly. It was a mess. I got it fixed eventually. I put it off because I'm a student and my dad helps to support me financially. So, I was feeling pretty dumb, but we ended up taking it in and all was well. Q4-ish months later, I was at my college, the same that my brother was going to at the time, when I got a text from my brother asking if someone hit my car. I asked what he meant, and he said he passed by it in the parkade, and there was a big scrape on the side of it. I had no idea what he was talking about, figured he must have mistook someone else's car for mine. In retrospect, he probably thought I crashed and was trying to cover for myself, because I went to go see what he was talking about, and there was indeed a scrape on my car, on the driver's side, exactly like the one I got from hitting the pole, ridges in part of the frame that sticks out, and all. You literally can't miss it, especially since my car is black, and the scrapes are white. I start freaking out, going through my texts where I told my dad about the car and the day we went to take it in. It 100% happened. That means I somehow hit the pole again and not only didn't notice, but also somehow didn't even notice the giant scrape on my driver's door for who knows how long. I never got it fixed after that. I had to tell my family when they asked what I did that I just hit the pole. It makes zero sense to me. I'm not a big drinker by any means. Like, I'm a few drinks on vacation kind of person, and I've never driven drunk. The last time I hit the pole, I literally had to back out in order to get away from the pole and park in my spot properly. How would I not have noticed this? My only explanation is maybe I was wearing my sunglasses and listening to music loudly when I went to go park, and then I turned too fast, hit the pole, but due to my momentum and angle, I didn't need to back out and managed to park fine. And I guess I didn't notice this because of the music, and it would have been dark for my sunglasses? I don't know. Okay, so before I say anything, this whole situation is even creepier than it would be, because literally just an hour prior, I was talking to my friend about glitches in the Matrix, and how our dimension might pass through others and cause unexplainable things, etc. I have 3 cats, and I was feeding all of them. Then I walked out of the kitchen for a second, I came back in, and they had all finished eating. I gave one, named Otis, a little pat on the head, and then I heard my mom's car pull up into the driveway. Anytime a car pulls up, Otis runs straight to the door to greet them when they walk in. He's like a dog. So, like always, he did exactly that. I turned away for a couple of seconds, and then, when the garage opens, I heard horrible scratching on the outside begin. I was so confused because I didn't know what the sound was. It sounded like an animal freaking out from the noise of the garage opening and trying to get in. When I looked over at the door, my cat wasn't there anymore. I thought maybe he had just run to a different room, and when my mom came inside, I asked what the noise was. And she said, "Oh, it was just poor Otis. I think he was in the garage and my car freaked him out." When we looked, he wasn't in the garage anymore. So, my mom said that he probably ran out of the garage after she pulled in. Obviously, that didn't make any sense to me, because literally 3 seconds before she pulled into the garage, he was inside. I started freaking out, and my mom just dismissed it by saying that I probably let him into the garage earlier and just didn't remember. But I kept telling her that no, he was just inside. Then, a couple seconds later, we see him peeking in through the back glass door wanting to be let in. He looked thoroughly spooked, and it was confirmed that he was indeed not inside the house anymore. I'm extremely baffled, because I have no idea how he got into the garage. One second he was inside, and then the next second he wasn't. Also, it's not like the door was open and he snuck out. It was completely shut, so there's no logical explanation of how he got to the other side. I'm freaked out. This happened around 2018, when the second floor of our house was being renovated. We're in an Asian household, so me and my older sister are still living in our parents' house. At that time, me and my sister were sleeping in the same room, since the walls separating our rooms from each other was torn down. Our beds were just a few feet away from each other, with only our cabinets and luggage as a temporary divider. So, I just took a shower, and when I exited the bathroom, I immediately noticed that my lotion was missing. I always place it on my bedside table. I immediately walked to my sister's side of the room and asked where she put my lotion. At that time, she kept borrowing all my stuff because she left a lot of her things from her condo, and she just moved back into our parents' house. She then answers that she put it on my bedside table, to which I replied that it wasn't there. She then got up from her bed to double check. We both looked at my bedside table and saw that my lotion was not there. She then said something like, "Where did it go?" And then she went to her side of the room, and I followed her there while I was drying off my hair with a towel. But then, surprise, as I went back to my bedside, the lotion was suddenly on the table. I forgot what I exactly said, but I definitely yelled at my sister to go and see for herself. We both saw my lotion on the table reappear in thin air while we weren't looking. No one else was inside the room but us, and no one else could have possibly played a trick on us. And my sister definitely did not, because she was right in front of me the whole time. We were both very surprised and spooked out that we both chuckled in disbelief. Like, what the hell just happened? Whenever I remember this event, I ask my sister again just to confirm what happened wasn't just in my imagination or just a dream. A similar thing happened again this year with my sister, this time in her room. Something is definitely very weird in the second floor of our house. So that was this week's collection of Glitch in the Matrix stories. Hopefully you all enjoyed this collection, and if you did, you know what to do. Hit that subscribe button, ring that little bell for the word all, and then you can follow me on all my social media platforms. Oh yeah, also hit that thumbs up button, please. And then, you know, you can do the things like supporting over Patreon, coffee, channel memberships, all of it optional, all of it greatly appreciated. That said, moving forward into the word of the week, last week did not get very many entries. In fact, it got one. So, Annie Red DJ, with her comment of, "A nice selection of stories, as usual. Your narrations were spectacular. Thank you." And so, moving forward, today's word of the week will be discompose. D-I-S-C-O-M-P-O-S-E. And it means to destroy the composure of, or to disturb the order of. That said, I hope you all have a beautiful week, and I hope I will see you on the next video, but until then, sleep well.